Welcome back to Wisecracks. We are coast to coast today. We got the crack man all the way across the country. Where are you? You're in New York right now, right?
Yeah, I have my buddy Teddy Atlas has a charity event every year, Dr. Atlas Foundation, which was his dad. I'm going to that on Thursday night, like I always do every year.
That's when Dustin Poirier goes to all the time, right?
Dustin, yeah, he was so nice to me last year, too. I never even put the pictures on Twitter yet. I'm a year behind. Imagine this. Because I'm in the back room with all the different celebrities, and I spoke to him for a while, got a nice photo with him. And he's so personable, you know?
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I think I said it last year when I came back from Staten Island. He's smaller than I thought. Like, I thought I could just give him, I told you last year, I thought I can give him a big bear hug and he won't be able to get out. But I guess he will, right?
Yeah, he like, probably could. I don't know. You're a big, strong guy, Bill. I don't know. Let's try it. Let's put that on Twitter. Yeah. Your Twitter will pop. Like, gets 10 million views.
I thought he was bigger than that. I don't know. I think the guys, like Conor McGregor, I thought was bigger than he is.
Well, so maybe Dustin's probably 5'9".
Yeah.
Ish. And he fights at 155. He used to fight at 145.
So he probably walks around at 170. Give me one of the big guys, John. Like, give me a big guy. Like John Jones. Well, John Jones, I can't. Like, give me a big guy like one of those Paul Bunyan types. Or were they like, was their guys 260 pounds?
Oh, for sure.
300 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, there's Francis Ngannou. He's no longer in the UFC, but I mean, you know, he just fought Tyson Fury. I mean, he's every bit of 260.
He won the fight. They robbed him.
I think he did win the fight, to be 100%. Honest. Yeah.
I watched it a second time with no sound. It's always good because some of the guys that are announcing and the commentators are idiots.
Yeah.
So not that they're idiots, but they're one way focused, maybe because of the promotional group.
Yeah.
You know, Bob Arum gets in everyone's ear, so you don't know.
Yeah. And I think
but
the key also,
and I think he won with no sound on.
I like watching with no sound. I agree. So you're not influenced by announcers and stuff. And then also watch it with no sound, but root for the guy, the other guy, not the guy you want. Root for the other guy and watch it and tell me if be fair and tell me if he won. You know what I mean? Like
look at it from his standpoint, because not the guy.
Yes.
The guy you're rooting for, you're going to want to
you see what you want to see when
this happened. This happened. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Like anytime Jake would lose a decision back in the day in the UFC, if he lost a decision, I would watch the fight again, rooting for the other guy. And then I'd like to see, like, how did I feel? Did I feel like we won? Did I feel like we lost? You know what I mean? You just, you don't see it when you're watching your own guy. You just don't see it.
Yeah. I'm going to go right into baseball here because I don't know if you heard this.
You know, I always want baseball.
Have you heard what's going on the last 24 hours with Ohtani?
He mentioned he wants to. He's open to going to the Atlanta Braves, which is never going to happen.
The Yankees, like, are bidding on him now. The Mets are actually in talks with him now. I asked a buddy of mine who's here who really knows baseball, and I was like, "How come the Angels aren't re-signing him?" And he said, "It's just not the market anymore. They're actually down." You know what he said? It made me feel old. He goes, like, even Trout might be on the downside of his career. Trout, downside?
Yeah.
I always think he's a kid.
Right.
Like, I guess he's been in baseball, 8, 9, 10 years?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I disagree, though. I mean, he does get hurt a lot.
He's great.
Yeah, he's great. But, yeah, that Ohtani has no intention of going to the Braves. That's nonsense. He's just trying to drive the price up. He's just creating.
Isn't he getting, like, Tommy John surgery or something? I thought I read that, too, something.
I think he's he's not pitching next year.
Yeah.
He won't be pitching.
But how much money is this kid going to be worth? I mean, I say this kid. He's 29.
Yeah.
How much money? We're looking at maybe the biggest contract in baseball, I would think.
I think the number, without the arm injury, I think the number would have been $500 million. I really do.
Wow.
But
wow.
With the arm injury, I don't know.
You don't think it was going to be a billion?
Okay.
With both? I thought he was going to be the first billion.
You could argue that.
I thought he was going to be the first billion-dollar athlete. I'm not even kidding.
You could argue that. George, that's a good point. I mean, because you are getting a double position there. I mean, it's pretty insane.
He's worth 500 mil as a pitcher and as a hitter.
My friend, combine them. Tanya Garrett lives right next door to Ohtani, and she asked me a question a couple weeks ago. She says, who's the best baseball player ever? And I immediately said, I wrote back, Barry Bonds. And anyone that says different doesn't know what they're talking about. She writes back, my neighbor would disagree with you. I said, well, your neighbor's an idiot. She says, my neighbor is Ohtani. And I paused and I was like, oh man, I forgot all about him. That might be the only argument I could entertain as far as a player that's better than Barry Bonds would be Ohtani. What do you think about that, okay, Bill?
Listen, I'm an old school guy. I go by a lot of the old. I'm really not into baseball like I used to be. I know the kid's great. I know he's going to, you know, he's headed into one of these big giant contracts. But I just talked about this last night. I wish Bonds didn't get involved in that. He would have been in the Hall of Fame without any steroids.
100%. I mean, he was the best player without the juice, and he was the best player with the juice.
He was so good. How can he even get himself? And then my buddies were saying, I'm around some good baseball guys here. They know their baseball history and know baseball in general. They were like, you know, even Roger Clemens, he made a comment to my friend that I'm getting 3 more years of $20+ million a year. And, you know, you just want to take care of your family in the end. You don't care if you have to take something to make you play a little long or play a little harder.
It's such a good point. And I get it. You know, it's funny. The public almost forces them into having to do those things because it's such big business. There's so much stress involved with being a big league athlete in any sport, you know, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, whatever, all the pressure, all the millions you're making, your job is to perform. So you almost can't fault these guys for doing what they do. And like you said, like Roger said, you know, he's got to take care of his family for 3 more years at $20 million a year. What do you want him to do? Or what do you want guys to do that are, they're 37 and they're pitchers and they weren't Roger Clemens. They're just trying to make another $2 million. They want one more contract for $2 million, right? And it's like, and they're coming back from an injury, and they know that if they get on some gear, it's going to help their recovery, and they can still go out there and perform. How do you fault someone for doing that?
Yeah, no, it's so true. And my buddy actually talked to Roger, so it was pretty interesting. Like, why would you do that those last couple of years? And I'll tell you, I don't think in their lifetime they're going to be allowed in the Hall of Fame. Just like when I was with Pete Rose a couple months back, it's a shame. Like, I didn't realize Pete wanted to be. The guy's 80 years old now. He's like, it would be nice to see it in his own lifetime, and it's just not going to happen.
I know.
So.
Yeah, I think it's crazy, man. I think they all belong in the Hall of Fame. I think the playing field was level. Back in that era, they were all on it. Just because they didn't get caught doesn't mean they weren't on it. Do you remember Billy Wagner played for the Astros, a lefty closer? Course. The guy was 5'10", throwing 101 miles per hour. Get out of town. Like, that guy was absolutely juiced. Sorry, of course, I don't know for a fact, whatever. People are going to get in the comments now and freak out on me. But I've been around a lot of those guys. And you can't always go by what their body looks like. I mean, Lance Armstrong is a perfect example. No one ever looked at Lance Armstrong at any point in his career and said, that guy's on the sauce. Never. It doesn't mean just because you take it, you're going to look as big as Barry Bonds. It doesn't work that way. You know, you have to eat. And it's not like you just inject and all of a sudden you're Superman. You got to eat. You got to train. There's so much that goes into it at that level. It's just a shame.
No, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I want to talk about something that, in the casino business.
Yes.
My friends came in town and they were over at one of the casinos, Stratosphere, which the players, the dealers keep their own tips there. So it incentivizes them so differently than if you go to a crap table at another casino. But I seen something I didn't like. I had a lot of friends come in town. They stayed over there because the Strat took care of them, gave them seats for the Raiders, gave them seats for the Knights, and I seen that these guys were treated wrong by a couple of the dealers. They bought it at the crap table for, by the way, big money. Out of the 15 guys that came in, I'm friendly with 5 of them that are pretty close that I know them. They're big gamblers. 3 of them are big gamblers. When I say big, they'll lose $20,000 or more on a trip. That's standard. Or they can win that much. My one friend that actually won $56,000 last time he was there in Stratosphere. So it comes in. He throws $10,000 down on the table. Immediately, the dealers I couldn't believe they did this. They were like, oh, you know, you can put bets down for us too. That is a giant no-no.
Oh, don't giant even get no-no. Me started. Don't even get me started. This is happening everywhere. I'm surprised they would do that at the casino. Like, guys that are showing up to a table with $10,000, they know how it works. They know they can put a bet down for you. You don't need to tell them that. But if you notice this happens everywhere, if you go to a in the airport, for example, if you go to like Jamba Juice here at the airport, right? You'll put your card in, and then they'll turn the screen around so that you can sign, and then they'll say, you can sign. It's just going to ask you one question. Have you seen this? And the question is, did you want a tip? And the default they set it at is 25%. They don't even set the tip default at 15 or 20. They set it at 25. So they're basically saying, you can sign, but first you have to answer this question. And they put you on the spot. You have to pick which percentage you want to tip, or you could push no. And you feel like a jerk if you push no. Have you noticed this anywhere?
Have I noticed it? Yesterday, I was at the Las Vegas airport, and I noticed that the what's the pretzel place?
Wetzel Pretzel.
Auntie Anne's.
Oh, Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's, yeah. Pretzels. Auntie Anne's. I ordered just one pretzel. That's just a plain pretzel. I already had a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And when I went to go pay, you get the screen that says 15, 20, 25%. It doesn't even say no tip.
Right.
There's a little tiny X that you could X out. I'm getting a to-go pretzel.
Right.
And
that's their whole job.
Sick of these companies. Yeah. I'm sick of these companies asking people to tip on to-go food. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely sick. Pay your employees more money. This is a way to shake down America. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you're talking to someone that tips out thousands, plural, thousands per month. I love tipping in restaurants, maitre d's, valets, anyone. I'll just tip people on the stupid things. I love tipping.
Yeah.
But I am not going to tip when I'm asked to go something.
I totally agree.
If someone's really nice and they're expediting the food or something, I'm going to tip anyway. That's just what I do. I give a girl a couple bucks or whatever, the guy a couple, whatever it is. You know, if someone hustles extra, I'm a guy that goes in a restaurant and says, your busboy's unbelievable. I'm going to give him 20 separately.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then you're 25%.
And crack. How about this? Yeah. Here's the kicker on top. They want the tip before they've done the service. So, right, you haven't done anything yet. So now it's a leap of faith. I'm going to tip you, 25%, hoping you do everything and it's expedited quickly and we have a smooth transaction? Like, that's crazy. It's crazy.
Out of control.
Don't even.
Control. But going back to our subject was the casino.
Yes, I'm sorry.
They buy in, and you said something good, John. Very good. You said they already know the tip.
If they show up with $10,000, they know.
$10,000.
They know what they're doing.
If and when he wins, not right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just didn't like seeing it right in front of me.
Yeah.
It's such a negative feeling already. They're asking for tips right at the beginning. That's not that's a big no in the gaming business. You know, you normally have a lot of break-ins in these type of places too. This was an experienced female, by the way. Wasn't even a male. Experienced female, because guys, you know, they're knock around a little bit, acting like they're going to help you or something, or show you something more, or save you money. But this was a female that she was very brazen, came right out and tried to get a tip. I just didn't like it. And you know something else? I said it on another show earlier in the week. When you're done playing at whatever table you're going to, whatever casino, make sure you check your rating too. Because these floor people, they're overwhelmed by different tables than they... You know, it's not like years ago when you had a crap table, you have a box person sitting down box, a floor person behind them watching that table, and then you have a pit boss in the pit controlling the whole pit. That's not the way it is no more. There's no floor person behind you. There's no box person sitting down.
Yeah.
The game protection is terrible. They can get crews of mechanics coming in, robbing all these break-in joints, especially, for sure. So the game protection now in this business, they're trying to cut corners so much and trying to make so much money. And by the way, they're busier than ever. You can't go by how the economy is doing by walking through a Las Vegas casino or even Atlantic City casino on the weekend. You're talking these places get, you know, Atlantic City's getting 30-some million visitors. Vegas gets 40, 40-some million a year. They're at their all-time peaks right now. Try to get a room at a casino on the weekend on the Las Vegas Strip for under like $300 a night. It's impossible. It's unbelievable what's going on.
Yeah, 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 I agree. It's a good...
I put a video up about this week, actually, John. I've been putting a lot of videos up on Twitter. Put a video up of actually a car driving down the Las Vegas Strip. It was sped up a little bit, but the car driving down the Las Vegas Strip there.
Oh, here it is. George. It George just pulled it up.
Yeah. There. Look at the music.
Wow.
Look at that, right in front of Treasure Island. Look at that thing.
That is so cool.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, there it's like advanced a little bit, and you'll see Fast Time, but that's right in front of.
So I could go do that right now.
Right now.
I have to do that today.
I'm going to the Wynn after one of those.
It felt pretty cool. Yeah, down that. It felt pretty cool. Yeah, down that side of the strip, but it's still a disaster, though. Look at the beautiful casinos. They took down all the beautiful trees in front of Bellagio, and now, right now, as you can see, we're at the fabulous Four Corners there. The Bellagio's coming up on your right here.
That's you driving?
No.
Oh, okay.
Someone else. I just seen it, and I forwarded the video. It's pretty cool, though.
This is so cool.
That's the race. So good luck with that, everybody. That's the race. That's the actual course. You're going to make a left there. You're going to go up to Colville, make a right, go up Harmon, and just...
Yeah, the actual pit row photo that I saw, that right there,
Harmon, that's Harmon and Colville.
Yeah.
That's the corner of Harmon and Colville right there.
That does look really cool. I mean, I'm curious to see how it all plays out. Obviously, it's been a nightmare if you live here in Vegas for the last however many months. Absolute traffic nightmare. Like, I don't even want to go to the Strip. If I do go to the Strip, like George just said, I only want to go to Resorts World or Wynn because it's easier just to access. Like, you don't want to go to the middle of the Strip right now. You can't do it.
No.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It took me one hour last week to go from Paris to the freeway. One hour.
Holy shit. That's sick.
And I was stuck. So I couldn't get, I couldn't turn around. There's nothing I could do. I was just stuck. It was awful. I was so mad.
Yeah.
And I had to pee. Hey, too much info?
I want to talk about the teasers in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Six point teasers are no longer 120 available anywhere in Vegas that I know of. Minus $1.20. It's 120 to win $100 on a 6 point teaser. This year, the players were definitely beating up teasers, and people like myself talking about it too. Probably it's out there in the spotlight. Listen, these sports books used to survive on 6 point even money and minus $1.10. How come they can't survive on $1.20?
Yeah,
our sponsor, mybookie.ag, our sponsor has 6 point 120 teasers. So I wanted to mention that some of the places in Vegas are charging $1.40 on that. So you're just not going to win. There's no way I can't beat me or any of the sharpest gambling syndicates in the world can't beat $1.40. So $1.20 at mybookie.ag. And I also want to talk about the bonus over there. So mybookie.ag has right now a 10% bonus, and that's just a one-time rollover. And so you want to bet and get your money right out? Fine. Sign up, mybookie.ag, give the code CRACK, K-R-A-C-K, 10% one-time rollover. That's key. Now, if you don't want to do that, if you want a bigger bonus, they'll give you a 50% bonus with a 10-time rollover. That's probably more like I would do. A professional, you're trying to keep a long-term relationship with a book. Why not get the 50%? I'm going to bet anyway with it, so I'm not looking to roll it over right away. But, you know, I'll roll it over in a few weeks. So that's the two different bonus options. You have to mention the bonus code CRACK, K-R-A-C-K.
Bill,
yep.
Look what I got right here.
Oh, what'd you bring there?
This is Astro. I can't move it. This is Allie Harding's dog. This is Allie Harding's dog. Allie has a podcast here. And this is little Astro. And he's...
Oh, look at little Astro. Dogs are cool,
I love
aren't
this
they?
Dog. Bill, I'm not even a dog guy. I'm an animal guy.
I didn't think you were.
But I'm a cat guy. I am obsessed with this little critter.
I love
normally
dogs.
A dog licking me would freak me out.
The more dogs I meet, the more I better not even say it. I'm just a dog person.
I love this little guy. Look how cute he is. I just wanted you to see little Astro because I know.
No, he's great.
You're
dogs
a dog
are great,
guy,
man.
Yeah,
I'm a dog person. They're unconditional. You come home no matter what, bad mood, good mood, whatever it is.
Yeah,
they're in a great mood, and I mean they're there to cheer you up. Bad day, doesn't matter. Good day. I follow a lot of dog people on Twitter. I also one of my people I give money to every year, I've given them at least $500 in 2023.
Yeah, throw Astro a couple of bucks, Bill. Throw Astro some money.
this guy is. I'm actually going to pull him up though, because he's one of my main guys. NIALL, Niall Harbison. Harbison, he is on Twitter and he goes around feeding dogs all over the Philippines. I'm going to read you this thing. Our mission is to save 10,000 dogs a month living in Thailand. Oh, it's Thailand. That's where he's at. I'm sorry. Read more about the dogs and help out the link below. I've given him money so many times. He's saved so many dogs. And like I said, I'm a dog person.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Astro.
The
thing you brought up about my bookie is getting the money out. It's hard to get the money out.
You know, I don't realize sometimes people want to get a one-time withdrawal right away, though. I don't realize that I'm a long-term bettor. So people actually could pull their money out right away. And what you're talking about, what do you mean hard to get the money out?
Sometimes when you make deposits, you can't just get the money, like because of the bonus. When you take the bigger bonus, you can't just get paid right away.
Well, it's hard. It's hard to reach a rollover. That's why my bookie has come up with this program, one time rollover.
That's so great.
You know, you send $1,000, you get $1,100.
Yeah.
If you make, you know, five bets of $220 each,
right,
you're qualified after that week. If you want to take your bonus after that day,
right,
if you want to take your money out with the bonus, you could take it out. So it's actually a really good program. Deposit $2,000 and you get an extra $200. It really is a good program. Going on to a couple other things. I'm going to go on to a couple of my tweets there to tell the show George, because I put up a couple tweets. I'm going to go to the one that just got 156,000 views. We talked about it on our show too last week. The casino policy that Palo Casino has about not paying people. You'll see it there. Now, that one, George, but that one got 156. You know what they're going to do, though? I just wanted to show. The next one, you'll see the jackpot policy, a photo of it. I took a photo of it there. That is playing with someone else's card. If you play with someone else's card, you and your spouse sitting down, she hits the button, even though your card's in, they're not paying you over there. Ridiculous. We talked a little bit about it last week.
Yeah.
I want to hit on it again. I want to just keep on embarrassing them
for
that. Scroll down to where it says this guy, and you see a guy walking through the casino. Actually, go on the you clicked on the go back. There you go. Now go down about three or four. I'll tell you when to stop. Go right there. That one got 163,000 views. That's real simple. That's just, you could follow the hustlers, and I'm following a hustler there. I never show his face. And you can follow them, and they'll tell you everything you need to know about advantage gambling. As you can see there, you can play a little clip of it. I just follow the guy there. All I'm doing is following him around. And he's going to all the different advantage machines. So you don't have to even know yourself what you're looking for. Just follow him. Go up to the machines he's going up to, take a picture, study them at night, realize why he's going up to the machines, what he's looking for, what kind of bonuses he's looking for. By the way, these kind of crews are in every casino, not just Pala, not just, that was Temecula, that was Pechanga. They are all over Las Vegas. I think MGM just threw them out, threw a lot of hustlers out though. So besides MGM casinos, they'll tell you everything you need to know about advantage machines.
And it really does work. It really does work.
Oh, God. I'm up tens of thousands this year. A couple, maybe 20,000. I did hit a couple. You know what? I'm up more. I'm up like 30, but I hit a couple jackpots that were like over 5,000.
Really?
That you're not supposed to hit. So I hit two of them. You know, you're going for them just in case, but I wasn't going after that bonus. I was going after a different bonus. Just so happens I hit one of the medium to the top jackpots. That's the reason why you play these things. Like, there's a machine out there right now that you look for with the bonus on 20 spins or higher. That the main bonus, though, is $1 million plus progressive jackpot. You're going for the 20. So you're going to win $100, $200, but someone's got to win $1 million sooner or later. And God forbid you hit that, you get the million plus. So that's really what you're going for. I wanted to just talk about that. I thought that was interesting. The next tweet down. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when are we doing another Arizona trip or something? That was fun. Yeah, I want to do that again.
That was fun. No, we got to do that again. You're absolutely right. Going down a couple more tweets. There's one about the parity continues in the NFL. This is unbelievable. Look what happened last weekend. Well, first of all, everyone said, like, the 49ers were ridiculously big favorites to win the Super Bowl. And that's the field goal there where Cleveland actually beat Baltimore there in a last-second field goal. And Baltimore was a pretty big favorite. And everyone thought Baltimore's been rolling. They beat Detroit by like 30. They just have been beating up teams really bad. So everyone's saying, oh, my God, they're going to win the Super Bowl. I got to bet them now. Well, it's already in the line. It's baked in the line. So too late. But let me tell you why maybe you shouldn't even do that. Look at last weekend. Like I said, I'll start that over again. San Fran, they were 5-0. Everyone said, oh, they're the best team in football by far. After five games, people had them winning the Super Bowl. Now, of course, they went on to lose the next three games. So 5-3, of course, now they just won last week. They beat Jacksonville, who people thought Jacksonville were playing so good. They were over across the pond playing so good. And, of course, now Jacksonville has proved that maybe they're not the best team in football. San Fran just crushed them after losing those three in a row. The Ravens and the Bengals, these were the two hot teams. The Ravens and Bengals, everyone said, wow, these two teams, they're going to be favorites to win this. I got to bet them. They're my favorite team to win the Super Bowl. Well, look what happened. The Ravens and the Bengals both lost last week.
Yeah.
So, again, parity continues. And let me just tell you something. It looks like Philly, Kansas City, and maybe even Dallas.
There you go. I was hoping right you were going to say that. I was just about to mention Dallas, and then you said, I got to tell you something. I mean, I thought you were going to lead with Dallas, and instead you said Philly. But I'm glad you acknowledge the Cowboys look good, Bill. Dak looks real good.
Philly's got a lot of tough games here coming up. Second half of the schedule. Last five, six games are real tough. Dallas does too, though.
But
Dallas's schedule is a little bit easier than Philly.
Yeah.
The bad thing for Dallas is that Philadelphia just beat them up.
I see.
Well, not beat them up. 28-23, I think it was.
I see Gridiron Junkies host George Carmona behind the deck shaking his head to everything you're saying.
At the Cowboys?
Yes. Or was that not a Cowboys shake? Was that a Philly shake?
Well, it's just like you don't want to be the talk of the town too early, like how Bill's saying.
See?
You know, everyone's being
right.
If you're the talk of the town right now and everybody's got you circled on the schedule, it's not the spot you want to be. A team that was the talk of the town early, but has kind of faded into the hedges a little bit, is the Lions. And they're at 11-1 right now on my bookie to win the Super Bowl. Cowboys 9-1.
At my bookie?
Yeah. So Cowboys are teetering in that talk of the town, but you guys also beat Tommy DeVito, who still has his mom fold his clothes.
His mom came and brought, she had cookies in the locker room and milk for them. Yeah.
What are the Bengals right now?
I was going to ask what the Bengals were. Are they 11-1?
The Bengals currently are 13-1, close to 14-1.
It. They went up a little. They went.
They lost last week, and they should have lost that game last week.
Yeah, but I still think they're dangerous. If they just get, all they got to do is get to the playoffs, and Joe's dangerous. No, do we agree on that or no?
Yeah. Where are they at the Eagles at? What are the Eagles there?
The Eagles are at 5-1.
Plus
490.
5-1. Yeah, plus 4. That's 5-1. Yeah, same. Interesting. So you know what? I'm not a futures guy. I don't bet a lot of things for the future. I just think that the markets are so juiced. I'd rather bet money lines when it comes down to playoff time. Sometimes you can get a better ROI than betting one of these futures. And
I had a buddy tell me,
you like it.
Sorry, Bill. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sometimes what?
No, sometimes you actually, if they get down to the Super Bowl, a lot of times when you get down to the playoffs, I mean, you're better off, you know, as soon as that Super Bowl MVP comes up, You want to bet maybe the quarterback rather than sometimes the money line. And we'll talk about that later in the season. What did your buddy do?
My buddy, I watch every weekend over at Doghouse at Resorts World, and it's the same crew. It's usually me, Gio, sometimes George Carmona, and my buddy Alex. Alex is a New Yorker, but he says, get on the Texans. Any shot there at 100? I want to say they're like 150-1. Do you give them any shot?
No.
No.
I don't. Even though I like the kid. He's a great quarterback. He's his first year in the league. He did throw an interception there late, but I actually like the kid. I think they're going to be great one of these days. The team, as a team, but I don't see Houston going far. The better off you can make it, maybe make a bet. Will Houston make the playoffs? Yes or no? You know, a lot of the sports books have that type of bet. You know, I you know, something else I put up, John. My last tweet that I put up involves John Orlando. You probably don't even know. Let's see. Did you retweet this? It got us 53,000 views, by the way.
Did I retweet it?
Gambling is. I probably should have asked you to retweet it. Let's see.
I got
to
get better on Twitter. You're the only person on Twitter I really follow. I follow people, but that I really pay attention to is you.
Yeah, no, we only got 53,000 views. Only. It's right there.
What?
53,000 views. Gambling is so accepted now, fashionable, it's fun. It's the in thing. It's also out of control. I said, we'll eventually see a big fallout. 53,000 views, lots of responses. That's from the Wisecracks show, sponsored by mybookie.ag.
I love it.
Really, really good tweet about what's going to happen here. It's not just going to be the degens. It's going to be the professionals, the Wall Street guys, the doctors, the lawyers, the businessmen, people that you wouldn't think would
a lot of girls
wrap themselves up. A lot of females.
A lot of girls.
Especially the online casino side. The females are really getting their share of the online gambling at nighttime when the lights go off, the kids are put to bed, the husband goes to bed, and the wife's on the couch pretending she's watching TV. So it happens to the best of us, and I understand it's real addictive. So I just want people to know the online casinos, you guys shouldn't even be playing, in my opinion. It's instant gratification, and you want to chase, you know, let me just try 20, let me try 50, maybe 100. Next thing you know, you're losing paychecks.
So yeah.
I would stay away from the online casinos, in my opinion.
Bill, did you happen to catch this clip of Dana White from Theo Von? You know the comedian Theo Von?
Yeah, I know.
He was just at Theo Von's podcast, and Dana goes all in on the CEO of Peloton. Have you seen this? It is hilarious. I didn't tell George ahead of time. It just dawned on me. You've got to see this. The CEO is he basically you have it? Can you play it?
Yeah.
Watch this, Bill.
Sure, let's see it. All right.
Amazing that you have this that quick.
Good job.
Pretty junior on, and we had a couple companies call after that, and some advertisers like, you guys need to take the episode down, you know?
What sponsor did it?
Let me think. And I'm not afraid to name them. I don't know if I remember. I really don't. Right.
I don't know if I believe you, but okay.
That's fair. Peloton was the... We just got an update.
Peloton?
Was the band, was the people who wanted an ad out. Peloton. And meanwhile, you have RFK.
So Peloton...
Yeah.
What do they sell? Fucking bikes? The stationary bikes?
Yeah, dude.
Peloton sells stationary bikes, and they got a problem with Robert fucking Kennedy. Yeah. Fuck you, Peloton. Who the fuck are they?
Yeah, first
right?
Of all,
are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Fucking Peloton calling, bitching about Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, dude. You want to go nowhere?
Who's the CEO of Peloton?
Huh?
I want to see this fucking guy.
Yeah, I want to see this fucking lamb, dude. Hey, you know what gets you further than a Peloton? Hitchhiking. Okay. How about that, dude?
Barry McCarthy.
This fucking wiener schnitzel, huh?
Let's see Barry McCarthy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking yeah. Barry McCarthy looks like that guy. 100%.
Look, if you're just listening at home and you're thinking of what he looks like, you're right.
He looks like a douchebag.
Yeah, dude.
100%. Where's he from?
Oh, yeah. He looks like somebody that eats his own skin a little bit at a time.
You gotta love, like, Dana tells it like it is.
Yeah, and you gotta
love that.
It's okay, you cut it, but send Bill the whole thing, because Dana goes on to say, "Wait, don't we have Pelotons in the gym here?" And he calls someone in, Craig Borsari, who's I think the number two guy over there at UFC or three, whatever it is. And he goes in and he's like, "Yeah, we have Pelotons in the performance center in the PI." And Dana goes, "Not anymore. We don't. Rip them all out. They're coming out today. Let's throw them out. Get rid of them. I want them out." And he literally took them all out. You gotta love that.
Oh, it's great. It's great. He's great. He's great. How have you been hanging out with him lately?
I haven't. He was in New York for the fight last week, and he just got back in town. I'll probably see him maybe later tonight. I got to go to an F1 event tonight, like a dinner party or whatever. That's hosted by it's supposed to be good. Like Steve Aoki's going to be there. It's over at Marquee.
I'll make you laugh. So I realized I didn't even. I still have the $1,000 chip he gave me.
Come on.
It's in my bag. I couldn't believe it. I was like, look at this. I never cashed this $1,000 chip yet. I will, but I never cashed it yet. But cool.
Do we go back? No, wait, Bill. Do we do this?
Let's do that again.
We go back, and do you put it all up on a hand with Dana?
Yeah, I would put it up in a situation. Yeah, or gamble with you on your – no, I have to – I'd gamble on your hand, like you sat in the right seat. I'm not going to get into this, but you sat in the right seat, the last seat there. I'll gamble with you in a certain situation. We'll do that again when we get back.
Okay,
well,
I
guess that's all for this weekend.
Yeah,
I guess we'll see you guys next week on Wisecracks. Thanks for joining in.
See you next time.